Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve McIntosh, cloudy and 64 degrees. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at spending CARES money from the federal government to deal with the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Commission Chair Pete Meissner tells KNSS News there is $77 million left in the $99 million fund.
A lot of things that we're testing, and there's a lot of categories, small business grants, things like that. So there's the categories are set for it, and the applications are coming in those categories.
Meissner says the county must spend the money by year's end. Meissner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she is increasingly concerned the state does not have the infrastructure and policies in place to stop a continuing increase in coronavirus cases.
The governor says the state has consistently confirmed an average of about 500 new cases per day in the recent weeks, particularly as schools are reopening, sports have resumed, and flu season is quickly approaching. Early in the pandemic, Kelly issued statewide mandates to wear masks and close some businesses, but the legislature pushed back and passed a law that requires a Republican majority council to approve the governor's emergency executive orders. That led to allowing counties to decide individually if they would follow the orders. According to Kelly, the lack of a coherent statewide response to the coronavirus endangers residents' lives and is a factor that companies consider when deciding whether to move to Kansas.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Kids and COVID, is that a combination that will derail efforts to get children back in the classroom? The U.S. Education Secretary weighs in.
Secretary Betsy DeVos told Fox's Dana Perino on the Daily Briefing that parents are looking for learning choices.
For how that works and how that looks, depending on their children. We know there's no perfect option, but there are lots of good options.
The secretary says options outside of normal in-person instruction can come
through learning pods, through homeschooling, through micro schools, through a multitude of creative solutions.
DeVos says unspent CARES Act money can help, but challenges such as families without tech access and keeping kids engaged at home remain. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Just in time for Halloween, a creepy house has come on the market.
For those that want a spooky house but don't want to put up all those Halloween decorations, a home where Lizzie Borden once lived is up for sale in Fall River, Massachusetts. She moved into the house in 1893 after she was acquitted of murdering her father and stepmother with a hatchet, not 40 whacks with an axe like in the popular children's poem. The double murder was never solved. For those in the market for an older home, the Borden house asking price may scare you off. It's going for $890,000. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Bidding begins today to own a piece of memorabilia belonging to one of baseball's most iconic broadcasters.
Longtime L.A. Dodgers play-by-play man Vin Scully announced plans last month for an auction of decades worth of memorabilia, telling ESPN he wanted to do this to help out his family.
We have five children, 16 grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. So I'd like to leave some money for them for education.
Scully will also donate proceeds from this auction to neuromuscular research at UCLA. Hunt Auctions is handling online bidding for these 305 pieces from throughout Scully's Hall of Fame career, including awards, World Series rings, letters from presidents, and even the scorebook from Scully's final Dodgers broadcast back in 2016. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning, we will have some patchy low clouds and fog across south-central Kansas. We had some mist and drizzle leading to a trace of precipitation yesterday, and we could see a few patchy areas of precipitation this morning. Otherwise, today's high 76 with a clearing sky. Cool and dry tonight, our low 56, sunny, warmer Thursday and 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 64 degrees. 736 now, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg's body will become the first woman to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yes, the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. As you mentioned, she's the first woman to do so. And so that's history-making in itself. Today, the grounds of the Supreme Court are just covered with flowers, cards, and candles. Thousands of people expected to pay their respects here in about an hour. Her casket will be brought up the steps of the Supreme Court to the Great Hall. Her former law clerks are expected to serve as honorary pallbearers. And after a service inside, the casket will be brought outside to the portico because the Supreme Court is closed due to the pandemic. And people will be able to pay their respects in a socially distant way. And I'll tell you, it is a banner day weather-wise in Washington. Sunny, going to be about 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. So you can expect hordes of people to show up there today.
Justice Ginsburg, of course, a liberal voice on the Supreme Court. But if you look at her life, the things that she accomplished and the things that she did, it's difficult not to really admire and respect this woman. Tiny woman who is really kind of a giant when it comes to with the legal profession and the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. She was small in stature, but packed a lot into that package. And, you know, whether you agreed with her or not, she earned the title, the notorious RBG, for a reason. She was tough in her professional life, also in her personal life, having battled, three or four different types of cancer. In fact, I don't know if you knew this, but she had her own workout book. I have a copy of it.
Perfect.
The RBG workout. She stays strong, and you can too. She wrote it with a personal trainer because she wanted to regain her strength after the cancer treatment. And so really a tough all the way through her life, and it will be missed by many. And the president waiting until after the memorials are over to announce his pick. He was out campaigning in Pennsylvania last night saying it would be Saturday. So Friday is a day where the late justice will lie in state at the Capitol. She will then be buried. We're not sure of the exact timing at Arlington National Cemetery next to her late husband. But then after the memorials are over, the gloves are off, if they're not off already, with a real knockdown drag out expected for the confirmation process for a new Supreme Court justice.
Even though they were on opposite sides, was it Scalia? The conservative side, they had a terrific relationship, these two people on the court. Politically, it had a lot of differences, but apparently they really enjoyed each other's company.
Quite remarkable friendship between Justices Ginsburg and Scalia. Apparently, they would go to the opera together. And it just kind of warms my heart to think about that and the fact that they were able to put their differences aside and just go and hang out together. The Supreme Court justices hang out anywhere. They went to the opera. And so I think the next few days can be a time, if possible, for people to set aside their upset over what's going on in our country and look at the life of a remarkable woman. Again, whether you agree with her or not, many people disagree with her conclusions on the court. And conservatives obviously hoping for somebody who's going to be, pro-life, somebody who's going to uphold what they see as family values. So, but that will pivot after this. And this is a time, and again, the weather could not be better today. It's one of those fall days you just want to cherish. So I would expect this to be really crowded at the court today.
All indications are that, as you said, there's going to be a conservative swing on that court. On the other hand, if you live long enough in the United States of America, the pendulum swings back and forth.
It sure does.
All right. Thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting on the Justice Ginsburg's body lying in state in Washington, D.C. All right. It's 7:40 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. What's happening with downtown development? Bill will be with us here in just a few minutes here with Steve and Ted. Now, here are our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's retirement tip.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.